91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Cars Talk.
Welcome.
That was the voice of Bill. This is the voice of Nate. We just heard Starfruit's Surf Rider from Cornelius' album, Phantasma?
It's a reissue. And from what I've heard, it's really cool. I really dig it.
I think they've heard it as well. They just, if they're listening in, they just heard it. And they know what they heard.
And I hope they like it.
This is the Cars Talk, Tufts weekly news roundup of all things the cars. Exciting week for the cars.
Very exciting.
Huge week for the cars. I got two pieces of cars news for you. If you're looking for cars news,
whip them out.
Consider it whipped. First off, today marks the day of 1 week after the anniversary of the release of the Carls. 1 week ago today, it was 45 years ago today. 45 years and 1 week to the day. The Cars.
Jesus.
Released their single, Let's Go.
Great song. You all know it.
And in additional Cars news, on this day, not last week, this day, June 18th, this day, way back in the year 1978, and this is from our CBS local, WZLX, the Cars played at the Lenox Music Inn on this day.
I don't really know much about that venue, but it was a good show.
It's in the town of Lenox, which is in our state of Massachusetts.
The great state.
Would you like to introduce our next song?
I would love to. Up next is the new single from the Avalanches off of their upcoming album, Wildflower. The song is called Colors. We hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We just heard a couple of good tracks. We heard Olga Bell with America. That was the last one we just heard. Before that, we heard Mr. Noah by Panda Bear.
And then before that, again, we heard the song Colors off of the Avalanche's new album. Really interesting fact about that song. I believe that's the first song they've ever made and released that is without samples, and that's just fascinating. Yeah. Because of course, as we all know, the first Avalanche's album, the only Avalanche's album that they've released since I left you, was made with 35,000 samples, and just revolutionary, I guess, for sample music. No one was ever working at that height of samples.
I've heard the genre called, was it Plunderphonics or something?
I've not heard that.
I don't particularly care for that name.
People are always making up genre names.
Yeah, people have to categorize stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get the point.
What's with all these labels, folks?
No labels. That's what our generation's all about.
Yeah. Well, so, do we have a segment right now?
I think we have a segment. It's, It might be the fan favorite, a segment we like to call Car Trouble.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. In this segment...
So for the listeners at home, if you're tuning in or if you forget the rules, this segment is we ask somebody, could be a guest, could be a caller. If you don't want to call in and play, there is still time. We ask that person a question pertaining to the cars. That's their car trouble. They have to solve the question. And then they answer the question. It's low stakes. If they get it right, if they get it wrong, nothing changes.
It's all for the pride of knowing the cars, just to, you know, test yourself.
If you get it right, then you got it right, and you know you are a cars master. If you get it wrong, you learn something about the cars.
Yeah.
And that's really the greatest gift you can receive.
No way you can lose.
So, I'm gonna give all the listeners at home 5 more seconds to call in to play Car Trouble. The number is 617-627-3800. If you want to play Car Trouble.
Looks like they don't.
Our contestant today, in that case, is going to be Bill.
Boy, am I excited.
Now, Bill, you are, you've got some experience. You have a nice resume. You are the host. You are a co-host of a show called The Cars Talk.
Yes.
On WMFO.
It is my second week being the host. Being a co-host. Sorry, I don't want to take your credit.
I mean, I'm not the host.
That's true. We're all co-hosts.
Here's your Car Trouble. Which Cars album, in its entirety, was released as downloadable content for the video game Rock Band? Which Cars album, in its entirety, was released as playable songs in the game Rock Band?
I'm going to have to, I mean, I figure it could be any album of theirs. They're all so great. So many hits on each one of them.
The thing is, it could be any of them, but it's actually only one of them.
And what I was, you know, what I was thinking was, I mean, what's their best one? What's the one that everyone knows? What's the one that you want to be doing those riffs to on Rock Band? Well, I figure it has to be their debut album. I figure it has to be their
first album. It is their first
album. The album, The Cars.
The Cars, that is it.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
And we're not going to play a song off that album. Instead, here's a song by The Cure.
Thank you.
Trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
It's the Cars Talk.
Welcome back.
Still Nate on this side.
And Bill on the other.
We've been playing some good tunes.
Great tunes.
We played The Cure. We played a new one from Whitney.
Whitney, good new album. Check it.
Yeah, check it. And then something from Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Keep it locked. Randy Newman.
We're going to mix things up a bit.
I hope we don't hurt anyone.
Stay tuned.
Show that.
91.5 WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the Cars Talk.
Absolutely. Always playing some good stuff on the Cars Talk.
Love the Cars.
Big fan.
In fact, do you know what I think it's time for? In my opinion.
What could it be time for, Nate? I don't know. I thought we exhausted all our segments.
No, you idiot. There's one left.
I'm an idiot.
It's time for Car of the Week.
Car of the Week!
It's Car of the Week. This week, our Car of the Week is none other than Rick Ocasek.
Rick Ocasek! Again!
The lead vocalist and guitarist of the Cars is our Car of the Week. Here's a little background on Rick. He released his first solo album in 1982. It had the single Emotion in Motion, which peaked at number 15.
That's pretty good.
On some tracks, he played all the instruments.
Wow.
Here's some more info. He had a cameo role as a beatnik painter in the John Waters film Hairspray. He also had a small part in the 1987 movie Made in Heaven, in which he played a mechanic. Rick, congratulations on Car of the Week. You've earned it. This has got to feel pretty good for him. Finally, some recognition.
After all these years. The Car of the Week and the Car of Our Heart.
Yes, quite.
Rick Ocasek, we adore you.
We salute you, sir. We've got about 10 minutes left.
All right. I think what we're going to play next is a wonderful song by ABBA called One of Us.
I think you're right. I'm going to have to agree. We're winding down the hour now. It's still the Cars Talk, though.
We'll never go away.
We'll never leave. And that was, the late, great George Harrison.
So great. We adore him.
We adore him.
We actually think he was underrated, to be honest. We don't really think he gets his due.
I was just double-checking this. Yeah, that was the late, great George Harrison. And right now, our final track, we're going to play a song by someone who is great, but he's not late because he's still alive.
Still alive and, in fact,
not only
cooking.
Not only is he alive, but today is his birthday.
Happy birthday,
Sir James Paul McCartney.
Yay! Not a member of the Cars.
Neither of these great musicians, although we admire them, are members of the Cars.
Maybe they would be better if they were.
We don't
Who's
hold
to
it,
say?
We don't hold it against them.
Yeah.
We don't hold them against them. So this will be our last song of the hour. And we hope that you hope that we
were just what you needed.